This is Rafe Jenkins Podcast, E2E, Entrepreneur to Entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today, we are with Alexis Williams, and we're going to be talking about how to get a patent. Hey, Alexis, how are you doing?
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I am 25 years old. I am a credentialing analyst at a healthcare company. I was born in Fort Worth, Texas, and I was raised in Arlington, and I am a true believer in Christ.
All right, awesome. So tell us about your journey on getting a patent.
Okay, well, I started this when I was 20 years old. I went through a company called InventHelp. And I also, when I was going through this company with InventHelp, I actually got my patent application started in 2015. But during that time, my patent did get rejected, and I had to find another attorney to revise and redo my patent all over again to where it can get approved and to where I can receive my patent.
All right. So what exactly did you get patented?
I got my curling iron created. And so that is something that I came up with when I was, like I said, 20 years old. And it was just a thought that popped in my head, like, my mother doesn't know how to curl her hair. I don't know how to curl my hair. My sister doesn't know how to curl her hair. So I have got to create something to where this is so easy for women to do. And so I was like, I got to create something.
Yeah. I honestly, I didn't even know that was like such a big deal. Yeah. I'm a guy, so it's not like I know. So anyway.
Oh, yeah. But it can be hard trying to learn how to curl your hair and you don't even know how. So yeah. I came up with something that is so much simpler to do for women.
Great. So what advice would you give us on the process of getting a patent?
The advice that I would give is to honestly do your research. Check to make sure that your invention or something that you have created is not already out on the market. Do your research, you know, check every avenue. I would also say look up a really great attorney as well who can help you through this process, who can give you also some great advice on how to go about receiving a patent. But most importantly, research your product that you came up with or something that you've created to make sure there's nothing out there that is already created. Most importantly, do your research.
Right. So how much does it cost to get a patent?
It costs somewhat about, honestly, well, what I did, it cost me about $10,000-something to get a patent. And at that time, when I spent out that money, I never did even receive my patent. I had to revise my patent, and I paid $2,200. So that's why I say it's very important to do your research and to look up things before going to someone else to help you to get a patent. Because me revising my patent, I actually paid $2,200 just to revise it. And once that happened, I received my patent.
Wow. So how much does it generally cost? Do you know?
Generally, I'm not for sure. I would honestly say
I don't think it's 10 grand. I think it's more like 5 grand. I could be wrong, but it's not 10 grand.
You know what? It actually depends on the attorney that you have because they're charging you fees to read your, but it depends on the attorney because their attorney fees is what they charge just for them to do the patent. So it can cost actually about $5,000 to $10,000-something sometimes, depending on, once again, depending on the attorney that you have and how much they charge as far as their fees.
Interesting. So like if I were to have an idea that's creative and I would want to get it patented, I would basically research attorneys like on Yelp or like just regular online. Is that what you think?
Yes. Okay. I searched my patent attorney. I found him through Google, okay. But I read his reviews. I read what other people had to say about him, and I seen nothing but great things. I actually, too, spoke with the attorney. I asked him questions. Interview these attorneys. Ask them, hey, how is your success rate? How many patents have you received? Or how many patents have you gotten other people? You know, interview these attorneys, because at the end of the day, you're paying them to receive a patent. You know, and you want to make sure, if you're paying out all this money, that you receive that patent at the end of the journey. So, you know, ask these attorneys all these questions, like, you know, what is your success rate? How are you good on getting responses, you know, back if they ask you questions? Because sometimes when doing your patent, they will come back, the patent examiners will come back and ask you questions and will ask you, hey, I need a better explanation on this because it looks like there's something out there that's already created. So you need to know, like, how are they on responding to these questions that they have? And so you need to know, like, are they good with getting back with them on time as well?
Right, right. So what are some of the mistakes you made that you wish you could go back and fix?
I think the mistake that I made, one of them was definitely going through a company called InventHelp. Any third party or someone who can help you to get your invention out there, I think that that was definitely one of my mistakes, is because, you know, I was young at the time. I didn't do my research. I just wanted them to be able to do this for me. And at the end of the day, I receive a check behind it. But that's not how it works. You know, you definitely have to be involved in this process. You definitely have to ask questions and definitely kind of know what they're doing behind the scenes, even though you're paying them all this money. And I also think, you know, not doing my research on exactly on how to get a patent as well, because instead of me spending $10,000 or more, I could have spent maybe $5,000, $6,000 and I still could have received my patent maybe in a lesser time.
Interesting. All right. This is the part of the podcast where you can say anything that's on your mind. So I'm just opening it up for you. So go ahead.
Never stop chasing your dreams. Pray about everything it is that you do and keep God first at all times. No matter what obstacles come your way, don't stop. Sometimes it's not easy, but the reward in the end is worth it. You know, I don't want to be working forever. My goal is to take care of my families and to not have to work regular 9 to 5. And it's definitely been hard. I've definitely went through some things, but I know in the end, it's definitely going to be worth it. And I thank God for everything that it is that He's done for me and what He's going to do for me. And I'm very grateful and thankful. So the whole point of this is to not stop chasing your dreams. Keep going and keep God first in everything it is that you do. I can't wait for you all to be able to see my invention that I've created for women and anyone who chooses to use it. I'm so excited about this and I can't wait for you to see it.
Awesome. Alexis, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you too, Rafe.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.